The following program is sponsored by Financial Dynamics & Associates, which is solely responsible for its content. Securities offered through J.W. Cole Financial Member FINRA SIPC. Investment advice offered through J.W. Cole Advisors. Financial Dynamics & Associates, J.W. Cole Financial, and J.W. Cole Advisors are unaffiliated entities. The opinions expressed by Isaac Wright should not be construed as specific investment, legal, or tax advice. All economic and performance information is historical and not indicative of future results. Investment may involve the risk of loss of principal. Any tax advice on this show is not intended to be used by any person for the purpose of avoiding U.S. federal or state tax penalties that may be imposed on such person, and each listener should seek advice from their tax advisor or legal counsel on topics that arise from the show. Isaac Wright is not providing legal or tax advice. Nothing should be construed as solicitation of an offer to buy securities.
Welcome to the Retire Right Show with Isaac Wright and the team at Financial Dynamics & Associates. As you approach retirement, you'll face numerous decisions that will impact your financial future. On today's show, we'll set you up to make wise financial decisions. The Retire Right Show starts now.
Welcome to another edition of the Retire Right Show. I'm Walter Storholt alongside Isaac Wright, Chartered Financial Consultant and the President of Financial Dynamics & Associates, serving you throughout the greater Richmond area. You can find us online by going to rightmoneytips.com. The podcast, the special election report, lots of good stuff available for you there. That's Right with a W in front, rightmoneytips.com. Isaac, it is great to be with you this week. Are you still filled up on turkey leftovers, or have you finally pushed through all of that?
Yeah, it was a brutal day for food for one day. And then it took me a couple of days to actually recover. As I get older, it's not the way it used to be. I can't function, man. It gets a little rough on the mental. I think my temperature goes up 20 degrees. I feel like I'm having, you know, all kinds of midlife issues. And
you getting hot flashes or something like that?
Yeah, it was interesting. But I made it through it. I was like, you know what? A lot of people depend on me and our team, so I was like, well, let me just stop right here. But it was great. Don't get me wrong. We kept it small, and I'm sure a lot of others did as well. Even though I can understand if people want to get together as families, it's been such a outlandish year. It's probably the right. better way to say it.
Oh, definitely. We had something unique happen because we ended up having three separate Thanksgiving meals, essentially, because of the way we split up everything into small visits. Like we did my family, my mom and dad first, then we had our own little Thanksgiving Day thing, just the two of us, Connie and I, and then we did her parents on the tail end of the weekend. So we came out of that weekend essentially with three Thanksgiving meals worth of leftovers. So an unintended consequences of doing all the small gatherings, there still was a ton of food at each one. So it's been a week full of leftovers.
It accumulated probably more calories doing it that way than
so.
If you just got it everybody together at once.
I think the meals that we ate on the follow-ups were bigger than the actual Thanksgiving meal. So it's pretty funny when you look at it all that way. But it was kind of cool to have all those different people cooking together. It still felt like a big old potluck with a bunch of people coming over. So.
Awesome, Walter. I'm glad you had a good Thanksgiving, buddy.
It was fun. It was good. Well, we've got a great show on the way today. Hope everybody else is doing well. We're going to talk about, hey, we're getting to the end of the year. What are some things that we can do, especially here in 2020, a bit more of a unique year, certainly. Are there some things that we should be thinking about, especially this year, in addition to the usual stuff that we should do financially at the end of the year? So we're going to do some end-of-year planning on the show today. But I am curious, Isaac. You know, we've talked about things happening in the news and getting to the end of the year. It does seem like we're getting good news on the vaccines that are being developed each and every day. I'm kind of curious, what's your thought on the virus vaccine? Will you try to get one soon after it's available? Will you be in that camp that waits a little while? Any opinions there?
Well, yeah, I mean, at least from what I see, I think, obviously things are going to get pushed pretty heavily to release to the public. You know, FDA is going to hopefully turn around and make this happen soon. I also think, too, even though I think we're getting into December and eventually these vaccines will be available to the public, I think we're going to see a lot more information on them because obviously there's a lot of just distrust around having a vaccine created so quickly. However, I do feel that as we get more information out, maybe this is me being an optimist, I feel like you're going to see people that are going to have an easier time to take it, especially for people that have already taken things like the flu shot. I mean, I get a flu shot every year. For me, I'm not necessarily so concerned if it goes through the due diligence process. Here's the thing, though. I think by the time the vaccine comes around, and granted, they expect or would like to see about 50% of the population be able to get vaccinated. really to eliminate all of this. But I also feel that you're going to see a lot of people already have some level of immunity to it because so many people have already received, have had it in some degree. So anyway, I think all of it leads to hopefully a brighter 2021 with getting back to having a little bit more freedom. And whether you agree or disagree on how it's been handled, I think collectively the stress level over keeping people, behind closed doors is going to eventually open up. And I think when that happens, and I think we're going to see this happen going into the early part of the year, actually. I think this is going to happen probably going into from first, second quarter, a proliferation of people that want to get out and do things. I think you're going to see a lot of pent-up demand come around. And whether or not that's going to tie into a continued market rally remains to be seen, since we've already had a pretty remarkable rally from March. But it wouldn't surprise me, because of interest rates and the easy money out there, that 2021 overall has the potential to set up for a really solid year for people based on those facts. So, Walter, we'll see. I don't know how you feel, but I think overall a majority of the people that I've spoken to, the families that I've spoken to that we help on their financial plans, somewhat agree to that type of mentality. And if you have any questions as we go through our show today, feel free to visit Right Money Tips with a W, rightmoneytips.com. We have a great election report you can download discussing some of the tax complications that are going to happen potentially with the changeover, and some great information on our podcast and some of the things that we're doing here in the community right in Richmond, Virginia. Or you can call 804-777-9999. But Walter, I really think everybody collectively feels 2021 is where we need to go, and we need to get there pretty quickly.
No, that's a great point. I am glad that at least in terms of vaccines, we've got a lot of them in the works. And so, we've got more than one shot at this thing to get it right. So if one fails, hopefully some of the others will make it through all the different processes and be helpful to us. We will see how all of that plays out. Again, 804-777-9999, your number to call with any questions, and always online at rightmoneytips.com. If you want to check out the podcast and download the special election report that Isaac and his team put together, that's rightmoneytips.com, right with that W in front. Don't forget that. By the way, Isaac, before we dive into our end-of-year planning conversation, one of the little tidbit I saw this week, I'm curious if you picked up on this. Several Amazon employees are a little annoyed about the company's current hiring practices. Amazon's offering $3,000 hiring bonuses to make sure they have enough people to get through the holiday season. But current employees are a little miffed because they recently just got a meager $25 coupon to go toward their Thanksgiving turkey. This reminds me of when the cable companies would reward new customers with really, really low prices and bonuses and all this, and then they would jack up your rates on the existing customers, and they only really rewarded you with lower rates if you called to yell at them and complain, which always seemed like a silly reward system, right?
Oh, I think that this is definitely somewhat of a PR and a morale negative. You will have, I think the blowback off of this probably will mean that overall maybe the Christmas, maybe they'll make up for it with a Christmas bonus or something to help offset. That's a substantial amount of money, too. It's not like they're giving a $100 bonus to be hired. I mean, their $3,000 is a pretty considerable amount of money. I saw a little clip of that, but I wasn't sure to what degree they implemented that either. But if they actually follow through trying to get that extra short-term amount of hires in, I think they need to pay attention to the long-term employees. That's something that every company, I think, struggles with as they've grown. I mean, they're a behemoth, and I think probably, and I don't know their business model to this degree, you would think they're probably going to want to retain some of those employees that are good employees through this hiring, through the season, let's call it, with the holidays. So, I would be curious to see how this plays out going into the first of the year and whether Amazon turns this negative into a positive from a PR perspective.
Yeah, it's very interesting. And, who knows how all those things really shake out in the end. You hear the headline, snatchy, news tidbit, and then maybe they get things worked out and smoothed out later. You were only hearing a little bit of the front end of the story, perhaps.
Correct.
But
yep.
We'll see what happens with all of that. All right, Isaac, let's get to it. End of the year, 2020. We're finally getting ready to put it behind us here in a couple of weeks. So let's discuss some of the financial issues that need to be addressed before the year ends. We've got a list of five things that you can kind of put put on your to-do list to start tackling here at the end of the year. Some of these are good reminders every time we get to the end of the year to check in on, but some of these may be a little bit more unique because of what's happened in 2020. Mm-hmm. First thing on the list, Isaac, we have max out retirement contributions if you can and if you're still working.
Yes, this is every year, but I think these are always good things to hear. These are things that we work on. We've had actually a pretty significant amount of people reach out through this fourth quarter just because of the uncertainty with all the new rules and regs that came down this year as well. But very simply put, if you are in a position to be able to have additional money tucked away for your retirement and it doesn't put you in the proverbial penalty box to do it financially, you may want to consider that, especially if you have the capability of adding money to a 401k, a catch-up contribution. You know, there's obviously a good amount of money you can put away there. Also, too, you need to make sure that if you're eligible to, maybe adding money to a Roth IRA. And if and I'll put this in there as well, and make sure you are also, if you haven't done so, make sure you've contributed to a health savings account if you have the capability to do that, because health savings accounts really do operate in a lot of respects like a Roth, because it grows. Tax, you know, if you just leave that money in there and you're using it for health and medical expenses, it works a lot like a Roth. But you just have to be in a position that you need to be aware of how much money you've put away and what are your options. And if you're not certain, you know, please, you know, you can check with your HR, obviously, if you're still working. But more importantly is if you're running a small business or if you're in any type of environment that you want to have some advice around that and how to implement what's going to be most favorable, just to, again, reach out, talk to me, Isaac Wright. 804-777-9999. You can also grab a little time on my calendar at rightmoneytips.com. So it's a lot of things that if you do consistently each year, and this is no different, that you really have the capability of adding some value to your back end dollar when it comes to retirement.
Great point, Isaac. And again, that number is 804-777-9999, or you can schedule a time to meet with Isaac online. Listen to past episodes of the podcast and much more, including a special election report that would be worthwhile reading at the end of 2020 here as well. That's all at rightmoneytips.com. Now, this one's a little bit more unique to this year because we had this thing called the CARES Act. That was supposed to be the big news of the financial year, Isaac, and then the pandemic happened. But review the CARES Act issues and how coronavirus relief happens. There were changes to RMDs and other opportunities that popped up with that, right?
Yeah, the CARES Act really had some pretty significant things to pay attention to this year when it comes to financial planning. Probably the biggest thing, though, as you already mentioned here, but I want to be a little bit more specific about it, is required minimum distributions, which means is when you hit a certain age, 72, that's what it is currently. Previous years was 70 and a half. But for all those that are eligible to have to take this distribution, the government has told you can waive it. You don't have to take it out of your retirement accounts. Now, the knee-jerk reaction is great, and I'll just leave it in there. But the thing is, it's not like you are never going to have to pay tax on this money. It's just kicking the can down the road. The problem is who knows what taxes are going to be in the future. One strategy that I think you may want to consider if you fall into this category or if you have retirement accounts in general is whether or not maybe taking a portion of that minimum distribution, if it doesn't put you in a different tax bracket or create other type of taxes or penalties, and converting that money to a Roth IRA. I think right now, tax diversification and having an account like a Roth IRA that grows income tax-free is going to be extremely important, because I just don't understand how taxes are not going to go anywhere but higher when we have given away so much this year in stimulus programs and so forth. So that's probably the biggest thing to keep in mind on the CARES Act for right now is the required minimum distributions. You know, there's also opportunities to take money out of your retirement without a penalty if you have a hardship or certain, you know, other factors related to COVID. I'm not going to go into all the weeds on that. We haven't necessarily seen many people. In fact, I have to be frank with you. I directly have not had anybody use that as a strategy due to some of the regulations and whether or not it makes sense to pull money out. But the required minimum distributions that have been delayed absolutely is a big planning opportunity, and you want to be aware of that. So if you have any concerns related to your retirement accounts and so forth, again, feel free to give me a holler. Isaac Wright, 804-777-9999. I had two people calling last week, and I told them, I said, don't worry about being on the show. We will be happy to talk to you one-on-one, not trying to air anybody's laundry. This is just about having a financial relationship, somebody maybe close to your house, somebody here local that can build out and maintain a financial plan in conjunction with how you feel as well. So, you know, Walter, I think a lot of the things as we go through 2020, one of the biggest things I'll take away from all this real quick is so many people that even though they've been kind of, quote, locked down, has really they've gone back and looked at a lot of their finances, looked at their budget, and they start realizing, hey, it would be nice to get a little bit of a second opinion on as we all kind of, quote, reset for 2021 and maybe get back to some level of normalcy. Let's call it not paying attention or being present to maybe things that you can do now when it comes to your financial plan.
Again, I think it's wise for us to point people in the direction where they can interact with more information about some of the things that we're talking about. Isaac, especially talking about taxes and things to be thinking about in the future, that the election report that you and your team did could be very helpful to someone. So definitely go to rightmoneytips.com where you can download that for free. That's rightmoneytips.com. And again, you can call to get in touch as well, 804-777-9999. Another year-end planning item we can put on the list, Isaac, and this one is not unique to this year but can be done every year, is to explore the possibilities for tax loss harvesting. Tax loss harvesting. I feel like, Isaac, though, this is where people probably, if they were trying to do something on their own, would start to scratch their heads a little bit.
Yeah, we're going to actually have a whole month of January dedicated to having a relationship with an advisor that includes tax planning as part of the value proposition, because I think it's a very, very unutilized area of planning that can be very beneficial for almost anybody. But at the end of the year here, tax harvesting basically means is you want to evaluate maybe your gains and losses. And if you have any significant gains or, in fact, any significant losses, do you want to pair those up, per se, and maybe minimize some year-end taxes that otherwise, if you don't do, you're going to be at the mercy of whatever it is. So like I said, if you've had some large gains, for example, technology stocks have had a crazy run this year. Let's say you've owned some mutual funds that have had some year-end gains or distributions, or individually you've sold some stock that has a large gain. These are things that you want to pay attention to. Maybe you have other stocks because other than technology, you've had other areas and industries that have really been hit hard, and the stocks have yet to recover. So, you know, energy and real estate, you know, those come to mind right now. You know, this is why I tell people, doesn't mean you need to give up complete control of your financial picture, but understanding and maybe having somebody that looks at that to say, hey, this maybe makes sense, can save you, you know, a few hundred to a few thousand dollars year end on taxes. I don't understand why people don't take advantage of some of the tax planning. Some people have advisors that don't even include tax planning as part of their prep, or they say they do, but they don't really have a process for it. So, you know, I'm going to be a little hard on that because I think a lot of times people can really add a return on their investment, per se, by adding some tax planning to their picture.
It's a great point, Isaac, and that's why tax loss harvesting is something that we certainly will put on the list. Another thing to do at the end of the year, evaluate options for tax-deductible charitable contributions, but be aware that a lot of people will just take the standard deduction this year, so maybe these contributions might not help with taxes. Is there some confusion there when clients are asking about the charitable contribution tax deductions?
Well, when it comes to this, I mean, you still can take money if you are, you know, let's say there's minimum distributions, for example, even though you may not need them this year or don't have to take them. You're still eligible to contribute to a charity with some of your retirement money and not put that on your tax bill if you do it correctly. Also, too, I think you also want to evaluate with people that are just simply taking standard deductions versus, you know, factoring in charitable contributions and maybe some other ways to itemize that can still be higher than a standard deduction. Now, that typically comes down to working with and alongside, and we have several accountants that we work with, but just being understanding of some of the rules and regs as you go through the end of the year. I think charitable contributions, tax-deductible charitable contributions sometimes get overlooked, especially if sometimes, and let me just say this as a side note, we found that a lot of times people this year, because they had money earmarked for discretionary expenses, travel and fun, if you will, and they haven't really been able to use it, a lot of them are giving extra money to other charities and giving to people that need it. Well, with that being said, make sure you understand the rules around the contributions that you're making to these charities so you can at least minimize Uncle Sam off the tax bill. So that's one thing that sometimes gets overlooked.
We do not want to overlook things when it comes to our finances and retirement, and that's why we do these checklists at the end of the year. You should be getting a review at least once a year to make sure that you're on track with your plan, and these are why we put some of these things together to think about. Isaac, fifth and final thing for the end of the year that we can focus on here at the end of 2020 to improve our situation or just to make sure that we're keeping track of everything as it should be is to look at the Roth situation and determine if a Roth conversion makes sense for us at the end of the year.
Yeah, I think this is probably a good thing to wrap up. And I know we've already kind of mentioned this a couple of times, but regardless of whether it's a minimum distribution, because we kind of got stuck on that a little bit, this is a great opportunity for a lot of people right now, because I don't think many people realize maybe the severity of taxes and kind of where they're going. Again, we have the election report that's on our site, Right Money Tips, you can download. But I think overall, many, and I mean many people, are considering pulling money from their tax-deferred IRAs, and if they're eligible to other investments that are, quote, tax-deferred, like 401ks and so forth, and moving that into a Roth. By doing that, whatever amount you move, you will pay income tax on that conversion. But the good news is, if you do it correctly and you have a financial plan, it could very well make sense to do that, because the long run means that that money will not be taxed. So if you know, if all of a sudden top tax rates, or if your tax rate goes from 12% this year to 25%, or if you're in the 25% or 28% brackets previously, and now you're going up to 30, 40, or 50%, who knows where taxes are going to be, you're going to look back and appreciate the fact that you have the capability of pulling some money from a portion of your investments without Uncle Sam taxing you, because you understand and you know what the taxes are today versus the unknown of the future. So, Walter, I think with everything that we've covered here on the back half of this show, this is probably the biggest value, or one of the biggest values I know we have here at our firm, is understanding through the fourth quarter, and now we're getting into the last few weeks of the year. Don't wait till 2 days before the end of the year. You're not going to be able to pull all this together. So if you're listening today, please take a minute, reach out and give me a call. Isaac Wright, Financial Dynamics and Associates, 804-777-9999. And again, you can visit Right Money Tips if you want to get some time on my calendar by visiting our calendar link to myself or anybody on our financial team. But overall, Walter, this to me is a great thing to kind of cover, because it still gives people time to start thinking about what they need as we go through the final few weeks of the year.
That's a great point, Isaac. And again, 804-777-9999, your number to call to reach Isaac. And again, that's 804-777-9999. Or go online to rightmoneytips.com. Listen to past episodes of the podcast version of the show of Right Money Tips. You can also download the special election report there, rightmoneytips.com, the place to go. And you can even schedule a time to meet with Isaac and the team right from your smartphone or computer, all at rightmoneytips.com. Well, there you have it. Some great end-of-year planning things to be thinking about. And if you want to take some action before the end of the year, don't delay. Go ahead and reach out now to start that conversation with Isaac. Isaac, thanks for the good pointers and tips on all these things on today's show. And I hope you have a great rest of your weekend.
Sounds good, Walter. We'll wrap it up pretty good in 2020, and we'll talk soon.
All right, sounds great. Thanks for joining us on the show today. We'll talk to you next time right back here on the Retire Right Show.
Information is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute tax, investment, or legal advice. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action.
Advisory services offered through J.W. Cole Advisors, Inc., JWCA. Financial Dynamics and Associates, Inc. and JWCA are unaffiliated entities.
The preceding program is sponsored by Financial Dynamics and Associates, which is solely responsible for its content.
Sad that the show is over? Want to hear more? Isaac also has a podcast where he covers topics related to finances and retirement planning. Check it out at rightmoneytips.com. That's rightmoneytips.com.
As you approach retirement, you might think you could put off making tough financial decisions, but you'd be wrong. You might think you could avoid market volatility, but again, you'd be wrong. And you might think you don't need a comprehensive financial planner to help you with your toughest financial decisions. Well, again, I'm sorry to say, you're wrong. It's time to get right with Isaac Wright of Financial Dynamics and Associates. For more than 18 years, Isaac has helped families and retirees make sound financial decisions. He's a firm believer in financial education and has built a reputation as a problem solver. Isaac wants to help you think right about your retirement. So come in for a visit with the team today. Call 804-777-9999. That's 804-777-9999. It's time to make the right choice. Call 804-777-9999. Call 804-777-9999.